Hey, motherfuckers. Welcome to the Miranda Writes Podcast. Sorry, Mom.
Oh, my God.
That is late night drunk Vanessa. Friday night.
That was hilarious. Oh, my God. Welcome to the Miranda Writes Podcast.
Yes. I'm Vanessa.
I'm Crystal.
We have the right to remain silent.
But we probably won't. We did that a little backwards today.
Yeah. So I just funny. Thought I'd wake everybody up.
Hey. Oh my God. So Vanessa, so mujer got a little wasted.
I got a little tipsy. I was feeling good, you know.
And so Wendy, our friend Wendy, sent us the video of us leaving her house. My sister, first thing she says when she walks out the house to Wendy's husband and his friends is,
"Hey, motherfuckers."
so hilarious.
It sounded so much better in person. Sorry, Mom, and I don't like that word, but okay.
She doesn't like cussing in general.
Okay.
So today is our couch chisme, so it is an open forum. Mm-hmm. Mujer has some straightening out to do, some ironing out of some stuff that had gone on from the last podcast.
Yes, from the last podcast.
Mm-hmm. Which was
what I had called, I named it Mommy's Little Blessing, the Brooke Skylar Richardson.
Yes.
So just to overview, Skylar was the teen mom. Mm-hmm. She was actually 18.
Yeah.
But
still a teen.
Yeah, still a teen. She gave birth to her daughter, and she stated that it was stillborn, and she buried the baby Annabelle in the backyard. So I just wanted to go on with a little bit of extra info because Mujer had some questions the last time, and I was like, I didn't get that far. So... one of the things I wanted to finish off was because, Mujer, you had thought that, I forgot about the hookah. You had thought that, you stated that you thought that the baby was not stillborn, right? Because she said the baby was really white and you said that most babies come out white or something like that. So contrary to your belief, there was actually an obstetrician.
Uh-huh.
That was on the stand.
Uh-huh.
His name was Dr. White.
Yeah.
And he stated that he believes Skylar did in fact give birth to a stillborn baby based on Skylar's description of the baby, stating that the baby was really, really white after she gave birth, and also stating that she did not cut the umbilical cord.
Okay.
Dr. John White stated on the stand that usually when a mother gives birth to a live child, the color of the baby is almost purple, which was contrary to your belief.
Yeah.
Right?
That's good to know.
So I wanted to clear that up. And then Dr. John White also believed that because of Skylar's eating disorder, remember she was like anorexic and bulimic and all that?
Yep, I remember that.
Yep, due to her eating disorder, that may have played a major role in her giving birth to a stillborn baby. Because she was not, you know, eating. Of course, she never had any prenatal care, no checkups, nothing like that, right? So he also stated that. And then I also wanted to touch base on, even though Skylar was acquitted of all the charges, she was actually charged with gross abuse of a corpse because she had buried her baby Annabelle.
Yeah, in the
so
backyard.
they did charge her with that.
Something, yeah.
And that charge carried 1 year prison sentence, but the judge did require her to be held in jail until the sentencing hearing. He didn't release her that day that she was acquitted of the charges.
Yeah, so then basically she did time served.
No. She only did 1 day. Well, yeah, she was in there. She had time served because she had...
because she was in jail.
Yeah, because she was in jail. So the day after, she was acquitted, the judge sentenced Skylar to 3 years probation. He did state that Skylar's actions before, during, and after her birth show a grotesque disregard for life. So he did tell her that in court on the sentencing. So anyways, just a couple little things that I wanted to clear up because I know you kind of had a little bit of questions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yep. So that was it. So another one for the books. Yeah. So I just wanted to clear that stuff up. And also I want to let our listeners know that we're smoking a little bit of hookah right now. Yeah. So if you hear a little bit of bubbling in the background.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
And it's hitting really good.
Is it? Mm-hmm. And I made us some homemade
Bloody Marys. And they're good.
Yes, queen. Because what's that show is in town, or what's that thing that it lasts like 9 days? What is it called? What did we call it the last time? It was like in place of the period.
Jazz Fest.
Jazz Fest. And Jazz Fest is in town right now, hence the Bloody Marys.
Yes. So we have an open forum today.
Yes, we do.
We're going to talk about the third body found at Fort Hood.
Okay. Now, I know you've been wanting to talk about this for a while.
Yeah, I'm not. It's not like I haven't done my research or anything on it. I just heard about it.
Okay. Let me adjust because my hip is hurting right here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You have all your babies on you.
Yeah, I have all my babies, and then your girl's back.
So they found, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but they found Private Mejor Morta. Mm-hmm. He is 26. He is a soldier at Fort Hood, obviously. And he was found unresponsive less than 20 miles from Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas. So what do you think about that?
He was found 40 miles from Fort Hood, the base, or just Fort Hood, Texas? Is that a town or what?
Killeen, Texas.
Killeen.
Killeen. Is that how you say it?
Oh, I don't Killeen? Know. Not killing like K-I.
Not.
I go Kai. K-I-L-L-I-N-G. Not killing Texas. No. But
Mohead is...
I'm special.
She's already drunk, probably.
Trying to ease that pain on my back. I'm just kidding. I need an adjustment. I'm just
kidding. So they found him unresponsive. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Well, I did see the article, but I did not have a chance to read it. But I do think that all these, you know, bodies that are found, I think they're all related. I think somehow they're all not related as in family related. I think the deaths are surrounding these circumstances here are all related
somehow
to one another. Either they saw something, maybe somebody confided in them. They know something. I mean, all the way from the prostitution ring, right? I wasn't sure if that was exactly what the
I don't think that
said,
they have said that it's connected, but I believe it is. It has
I
to
think
be.
It is. Now listen, I didn't read that anywhere, so don't.
Yeah,
don't,
we didn't read that anywhere. Yeah. We haven't even done our research on it. We've just been like hearing
this is just
stuff
like pure gossip.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's called couch cheese, man. Because we're sitting on the couch and we're gossiping.
And drinking.
And drinking and smoking. But, I can't pull it up anymore. It's just acting dumb. But, so, yes. And they did end up having Vanessa Guillen's funeral.
Right? I did see that.
You saw that. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
I mean, I didn't see. Like, it wasn't a video. I just saw a picture.
Oh, okay.
Just saw a picture. Rest in peace, Vanessa Guillen. And sorry to her family.
Yeah. Pobrecita. And I feel for, I'm not saying that Vanessa does not matter. That's not what I'm saying. She matters.
Yes. 110%.
Yes. But Gregory Morales has not been mentioned at all. I mean, he has been.
Yes.
But
briefly.
Yes, briefly.
There wasn't as much media coverage, on Gregory.
Like Vanessa. And I believe that's because Vanessa, I mean, and I don't know. I don't really know Gregory's mom. I don't know his mom, you know, I don't know. I haven't spoken with her or anything like that. I feel like the media has kind of like
shied away from that.
Yes, they've overlooked his story, which really upsets me because he went missing in August of 2019.
Yeah. August of 2019. Mm-hmm. So it's almost coming up on a full year now.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a couple days.
Oh my God.
Less
than a week.
Rest in peace.
Yes, Gregory Weddle Morales. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was really upsetting. I felt so bad for his mom because, you know, I mean, like, they only found him because they were searching for Vanessa.
Oh, my God.
So then they found his remains.
Ugh.
And I want to say he was in a shallow grave, too. I'm not sure. Let me look up.
Now, let me give, I'm just going to give my input here.
Please do.
Now, this is another thing. I haven't heard or read this anywhere.
Yeah.
But my belief is, and I don't even know if I should be saying this, but
say
I am.
Say it anyways.
I'll say it anyways. I think the reason they've shied away from him and, you know, because I haven't really seen a lot of media coverage either on the young gentleman that they found recently. I think that they've shied away from that because it's military.
It is.
I mean, not because it's military, like, but it's involved. The military is involved,
somehow. There you go. Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. And I just, I don't know. I don't, some shady shit is going on over there.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what it is.
The odds that it's all these three soldiers.
Well, there was another one, Brandon. Oh, I forget his last name.
The recent one?
No, there was one in May. His name was Brandon. I don't remember his name, but he was, okay, so he was next to his vehicle.
Oh, okay.
Remember I was telling you about him?
Yes, you did tell me.
And his vehicle caught fire, and then, so he was standing next to his vehicle was on fire, and they shot him in the head. He was shot in the head. Nobody knows who shot him. Nobody knows why they shot him. He was also a soldier at Fort Hood. From Fort Hood. At Fort Hood. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of made a friend over the internet this last week.
Did you now?
Yeah. And we were kind of discussing about that.
Oh, issue. Really?
Yeah. And he brought up the young gentleman that his vehicle was on fire
Brandon.
And stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know, because I think it was actually a catfish friend. So he could have just got the stuff off the internet.
Yeah. Yes.
So.
Yeah. It's insane. I don't know what is going on over there at Fort Hood. It's just really crazy how all these,
deaths.
Soldiers are showing are coming up dead. It's insane, and they don't. I don't know. I heard about. I don't know how to say his name. I say mejor. I say it the Spanish way.
It's
Mejor.
Hor.
Oh. Yeah, and he looks like he's Asian, of Asian descent. I don't know. Possibly like.
Maybe he's like Philippine or
that's
something.
That's what Paul said. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like,
I think he might be Filipino.
I wonder
or
how they would
like that.
Pronounce that.
But yeah, so. And so he was, like I said, he was found unresponsive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, that is very sad. I just, my heart goes out to all the families. It's awful.
They haven't really said whether foul play was suspected or not for the most recent one, Mr. Martha.
Now, if and when you are able to gather information on the young gentleman from August of 2019.
Gregory. Weddle Morales.
Mr. Morales. That is probably a possible future case of Mujer Crystal.
Yes, I want to do I actually want to tie in all of them. I think something's going on. Mm-hmm. And you know, we all know the government is shady AF.
Yes,
And if you don't know what AF is, it means as fuck. And
sorry, Mom.
But yeah, and he was so private. Morta was 26 years old, and he was from Pensacola, Florida.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, They don't really know what the cause of death was. I don't know anything right now.
Ugh, that is so awful.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they're not releasing any information.
They
either
haven't
right
not
now.
Yet.
Ugh.
No. But he was the latest one that was found.
I mean, you know, just so many questions surrounding all of this situation.
There's a lot of questions. I mean, I don't understand what is going on. I mean, I guess when, they, I guess Gregory, they had I guess it's like a crime to like just leave the military. Like if you're in the army or the Marines or something, you can't just leave. It's called AWOL, right? Right. They you're considered AWOL at that point. So I know they had stated that Gregory was AWOL.
Okay.
And I know that when they were when they found him and they had his funeral, he was still considered AWOL. So that they weren't like going to
investigate it.
No, that they weren't going to like. So when they had his funeral, they weren't going to like have a military service for him because he was considered AWOL and they hadn't changed it.
Wow,
how
and I
messed up is that?
I know, and I also wanted to kind of like touch base on that because on the article that I had seen recently I think it was shared that was posted I think on Facebook, they had a picture of Vanessa Guillen's mom and it said that there was no military service there. If that's true or not, I don't know, but it didn't show in the picture. It didn't look like it was like a military service.
It didn't show like it was
no. But I don't know if that is true or not. And I just think that's really sad. Was she considered AWOL? That you know of?
No. Okay. No, because
she was missing.
She was missing.
And they had reported it already.
Yeah. Okay. They had, and I'm sure Gregory's mom reported him missing as well.
Yes.
He was from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that you know, I don't really know a whole lot on that case, but I would assume that, you know, her son was gone. So she would, I mean, as a mother, I would report my kid missing, my son. I don't have a son, but if I did have a son, I would report him missing regardless of whether. And
it's probably not uncommon to not hear from them for a while because of the military. I mean, I don't know. I've never been in the military, but I don't think it's uncommon like for them to go long periods of time.
Without speaking to them.
That makes sense. But, you know, but obviously he had been gone for a while, you know. So I'm sure at some point she was searching for answers.
So I'm looking at an article right now from the Washington Post, and it said that it says authorities found the remains of Army Private Gregory Weddle Morales, who disappeared nearly a year ago. His case was listed as a desertion, but the family has long insisted that he would not have walked away from the Army just days before he was scheduled to lead the service.
Oh shoot!
Yep.
See, that's just so weird. That's just so weird, you know. Like I said, everything that's coming to light.
Yeah.
Especially within the last few months. It just seems real suspect.
And it says,
sketch.
Yeah, it says, officials have said the Army doesn't track down alleged deserters, but his family was left wondering, what if they had tried?
Right.
Uh-huh. So his mom is stated as saying the military failed him by not looking. They just assumed the worst and let it go.
I would have to agree with that. I mean, you know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
Yeah. What do you, I don't know. Again, I haven't really researched a lot of the stuff. I've just heard about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to... I have all these other case suggestions. I can give you some if you want some.
Yeah.
But
you need some suggestions.
Okay. Yeah. Because they're like, oh my God, you should do this case or that case. But yeah. And so the one I'm doing next week. Am I doing it next week or you?
Yeah.
You. Me? Yeah. Okay. So next week... I'm doing Ryan's case suggestion.
Okay.
And then.
Oh, yeah. That'll give me plenty of time.
Yeah. That'll give me plenty of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. So I started doing it, but I haven't finished.
That'll give me plenty of time to get my life together.
We probably won't.
I know. I always say that, and I never get it together. Like last night, I was like, oh, I'm going to paint tonight. And I painted. Yeah. That was a flop. I ran out of paint. I even added water.
You know what Ghetto I did fabulous. Last night?
Ghetto Fabulous. I added water to it, and it still didn't stretch enough. I was like, damn it. I've had some bad luck with some paint these past couple of years.
You know what I did last night?
What?
Absolutely.
Nothing?
Fucking nothing. Ugh. Just laid in bed. That's all I did. Jelly. I was so tired. Ugh. I don't know why.
Exhausted.
I was exhausted. Yeah.
Wow.
So the Army offered a $15,000 reward for information on the disappearance of Gregory more than 9 months after his disappearance. Mm. That came the day after his mom asked in an email why there was no previous reward as good. There was in the Guillen case.
Mm.
Yep. Yes.
That well, is I'm insane. Happy that she's asking. And
I know.
You know, I think that's a fair question. And
so it says the reward increased to $25,000 on June 15th. His remains were found 4 days later.
Wow.
After investigators received a tip, the Army said. That is sketchy.
Yeah. Now, I mean, even with that information, it kind of makes you wonder, like, is there somebody that's releasing information? Somebody in the circle of
I'm sure there
what's
are
going on.
And you know, like, on, like, have you ever seen? Do you remember that movie with Tom Cruise and A Few Good Men?
Uh huh.
Remember how like they were just covering up for each other, all the higher
yes,
ups.
Yes.
And I want to say that Jack Nicholson did a great job. They all did a great job.
Yeah, that was a good movie. That's a good.
I made the kids watch it.
That's an oldie but goodie right no, there. I really like the
kids watch all these movies that were like in the night from the 90s.
They're probably tortured with
oh,
those
well
those older movies. They, but that was a really like good it. Movie.
Like I showed Mariah. Which one did Full Metal Jacket? I yeah, showed Mariah like Full Metal she Jacket. Loved that movie. And then she made Mia watch it. Her and Mia loved it. They loved that movie so much. It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
But the military in general is just, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the military. I don't think a lot of people talk about it enough.
Right. I agree.
I think there's a there's a podcast about like military deaths and stuff.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, I think they're in our group.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I have to look again.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Interesting.
All of our podcasts that we follow that we're in like a little podcast group and mm-hmm. our Twitter and they're all really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll screenshot them and put them up on our Facebook page so you guys can or our Facebook page and our Instagram and stuff so you guys can see them
listen to them
listen to them, check them out. And then also we had a couple of suggestions from some listeners and they said that we should do like a moment of silence for like the victims that have passed away,
right?
And I wanted to know what you thought about that.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We should do a moment of silence at the end of this, the end of this couch cheeseman, since it's open forum.
Yeah, it's open forum. And not just for the ones that are, murdered, but also the ones like the girls, like the JE girls.
Right.
You know, all of them. Any victims.
Just victims in general. Yeah.
Yeah. So
definitely.
I think that. And then they also said that we should give out numbers, like domestic violence numbers. Mm-hmm. Like, and she was like, like the local ones. And I was like, yeah, or we can do the national hotline ones. Because I feel like, because a lot of people listen to me. We're known celebrities.
She's like, I don't mean to toot my own horn or anything, but we have lots of followers.
We have listeners across the ocean over there in Europe and stuff. We have Scotland, and then there it says the towns, but I can't or the cities, but I can't remember them.
Okay.
And then we have a lot of the United Kingdom, and Scotland's under the United Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a lot of them in England. There's a lot of cities in England that are listening to us. Australia, Canada, Mexico, Monterrey, Mexico,
oh,
Monterrey.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Monterrey, Mexico, I guess I said it backwards. Mm-hmm. They're listening to us. And Winnie, one of our listeners from like day one, our A1 since day one, uh-huh. Winnie, she's from Hawaii and she listens to us, but Hawaii isn't popping up, so I don't know why. It's weird. Yeah, that's she listens weird. To us and she's from Hawaii.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. 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 I love it.
So, and then Texas is getting huge.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Texas is and California. And like, we have a lot of states listening to us. And I just like, I check it every once in a while. Uh-huh. There's a lot of states. I was like, oh my God.
Cool. That's good.
We should pat our own back. Just kidding. Let's have a moment of silence to pat our own back. I'm just kidding.
I'm patting like my back fat neck. Somewhere around there.
And then, what do you think about Ghislaine? Do you think she's going to end up dead?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you now?
I do now. Yeah. Uh-huh.
No
I
way. Do.
I think that she's, I'm actually surprised. I hadn't read the article yet, but I'm actually surprised that you said they didn't release her.
Yeah, they didn't.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, the judge was like, nope. What do you think about that?
Isn't that
the judge
sketch?
With
the judge
her son.
And her husband, right?
Her husband survived, but her son didn't.
Oh, okay.
And then the guy that did it committed, so quote unquote, he committed suicide.
How sketchy is that? I don't think that's true. I don't think he did commit suicide.
No, he was murdered, obviously.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
What I just say. No, yeah, I mean, totally. I just think that whole thing is just like, I don't even know. I think it's all just mishmash together. And I think that Ghislaine is probably going to like supposedly commit suicide.
You think so? Like another JE? Mm-hmm. Like a reenactment of JE?
Yeah. Because I also saw another article that said there was a new CO that was hired to watch Ghislaine specifically. Was that fake news? Or
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Oh, okay.
But I did see. Did you see the meme I posted of
Hillary
no.
dressed up as a FedEx person?
No, that's
I saw
hilarious.
That one. That was funny. I was like, oh,
that
crap.
That was so hilarious. Don't no, I was talking about where Prince Andrew has a mustache. And he's like, they said that they hired a new correctional officer for Ghislaine Maxwell.
Maybe that's it was a meme. Maybe it was a meme. And that's what I was talking about.
I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
it was
probably
Prince Andrew in a mustache.
Because I was like, what?
That's
See,
what it was.
I'm over here just like making
it's
up crap.
It's fake news.
Yeah, it's fake
news. It was a meme she saw.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I get shit wrong because I don't read a lot. Oops.
Sorry. I read everything and Mohan doesn't read anything. She's like, nope, I'd rather watch it
on
YouTube.
For reals. I am like so bad.
Yeah. So they are going to release, I guess, the documents for Ghislaine. I don't know if it's emails or I haven't researched it. I need to because mm-hmm. I want to do a follow-up on the JE Chronicles that we did
right
in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to do a follow-up on, you know, with Ghislaine and mm-hmm. what that means for everybody else and Prince Andrew and all these other people that mm-hmm. are into all this who have been hanging out in Pedophile Island with Ghislaine and
right.
Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a... Oh, and then did you see? There's a lot of stuff that, I guess, has gone on. And, of course, we don't hear about it because mm-hmm. they have these documents sealed. And I don't think they should be able to do that just because they are millionaires,
right.
quote-unquote millionaires, doesn't mean that their documents should be sealed,
right.
you know, versus somebody that's not a millionaire.
Uh-huh.
You know, all that is a matter of public record. So why aren't theirs,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I agree.
I just don't understand that. I don't understand
mm-hmm.
that sort of thought process with the
Well, let me make it
system.
Easier for you, Miha, to understand,
yeah,
you know, what's going on
yes.
is that these people are
Please.
Paying these people off.
Yes, they are.
That's
exactly
why.
What's going on. No, and I understand that, but I'm just, to me, I'm like, it doesn't matter. They're still pedophiles. They're still
I agree.
Preying against these, you know, these innocent kids. And I mean, you know, kids, especially look at the kids that they have, they picked, you know, that they picked. They were from, you know, yeah. either from broken homes or, you know, foster kids or mm-hmm. like, I can't remember her name. I don't know why, but the one of the girls, she had parents right. and you know they she weren't from a she good came family, from a yeah. good family and mm-hmm. not to say that you know if you came from a bad family you know you don't matter, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm right. just saying like they picked out kids who had low self-esteem,
right,
who needed money, like mm-hmm. the girl
to survive
yeah uh-huh. Well then like the girl with the family that her parents had 7 kids. So, I mean, you know, they had to really stretch their dollar. And mm-hmm. I'm sure the kids felt like, you know, I need money. Like the girl, she was like, I was just trying to get Christmas money so I can mm-hmm. buy everybody gifts.
And right.
It's so sad.
It is sad. It's disgusting. I think that, like you said, these people, they're just, you know, they prey. They prey on that. And a lot of these predators, they know, you know, what kind of people they want to go after. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're like, you know, basically predators. That's what
yeah,
they are.
That's exactly so, what they are. Yeah.
I mean, it just, nothing surprises me anymore. You know, these people are just sick. That's what's going on. They're sick.
Like at all? Nothing surprises you at all?
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a few things somebody could probably tickle my fancy. Yeah.
So, yeah. It's just insane. It's crazy. Anything else you wanted to talk about during our couch chisme?
Mm-hmm. No, not really.
Not really.
Cleared up that stuff with Skylar, the end of it, that I mm-hmm. wasn't able to answer last week. But nothing really besides those are pretty major cases, like in the news these past couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Was the military and the Ghislaine.
Yeah. So to touch back on Fort Hood, the soldier that was shot in the head near his burning vehicle was Private First Class Brandon Scott Rosecrans. Mm-hmm. He was 27 and I don't know how to say his name. He was 26.
Wow. So they're all like kind of around the 20s. Same age. Yeah.
They're all in their range. 20s. All of them. I think Brandon was, or not Brandon, Gregory, I want to say he was 22.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mm-hmm. say, I don't remember, I wasn't trying to go back and I can't see it.
Mm.
Yeah. Poor things. I feel yeah. so bad for them.
I know. It's sad. I'm just, my heart goes out to their families, to them. Anybody that's still suffering or, and mm-hmm. dealing with the aftermath of these things, you know, yeah. Of being a victim that has fallen victim to this, to those, you know, that scandal. I'm telling you, I don't know
the
why.
The Fort Hood scandal. Yep,
the Fort Hood scandal. And any victim.
So Gregory was 23.
Mm.
I think Vanessa was 22, wasn't she? Gregory was 23. Brandon was 27. Mejor, I don't want to say that's how you say his last name. Mm-hmm. He was 26. I don't really remember how old Vanessa was. I want to say she was 22.
That's pretty
young. Do you think that Aaron committed suicide or do you think he was shot?
I think he committed suicide.
I don't think so.
No?
Mm-mm.
You don't?
No.
You think they police shot him or you think what do you think?
I think the army did it. Well, either that or he knew they were going to. So he was like, well, I'll just
that's
do it for
what
them.
I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
You think that he was like, yeah. I'll just do it for them.
Yeah. Well, I think he knew too much. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think he was definitely an eyewitness, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And Cecily, I was reading that Cecily is going to get like 100 years.
And Cecily is the...
Cecily is Aaron's quote-unquote girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Vanessa was 20.
Mm, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. She was young.
Yeah. So 20, 23, 26, 27. They were all really young.
Mm-hmm.
Young kids.
Wow. That is awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is awful. It's extremely awful.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't really have anything else.
I don't have anything.
I just wanted to talk about those two really quick. Just kind of pick your brain on what you thought about those.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all commingled. That's what I think. I think it's all, like, I think there's going to be more to come, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't think it's the end. I don't think this is the end. I think probably they're going to find more victims.
More victims, more. Really? Somebody said that they thought it was a serial killer. I'm like, that's not a serial killer.
No way.
That's not a serial killer.
No way. Because all the circumstances surrounding all of it, it just seems too coincidental.
Yes. And then they kind of seem like they're all tied together for, like, a reason or some, like, I don't know. Like I said,
that's what I think. I think there's an underlying, and I'm telling you that I think it stems from that prostitution
ring. The prostitution ring, yeah.
I think that maybe, who knows? Like, again, I think somebody confided in these young boys, you
know. Or they saw something.
They knew about something.
They knew too much.
Yeah, they knew too much. And they were a threat, you know. So, especially Mr. Morales. That's so close to his...
Yeah, why would, like, especially if he was leaving within a couple of days, within, like, well, like, I would say within a week, you know,
that's
he was leaving, like, in 3 days, is that what I just read?
Yeah.
He was leaving within 3 days of, it's just, it's crazy. There's so many things that are shady, and they're sketchy, they're just, like, there's stuff that's, we're obviously not getting the whole story. We're getting what they want us to know.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even want us to know this. They're
I don't even think it's scratching the surface, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
I think it's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the FBI would call that a clue.
Wendy, please make us shirts that say that.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we got... we had gotten a message from somebody... and they stated that they were, that they knew of Ida. They were, related to her somehow.
Uh-huh.
And they loved, they thanked us, and they loved, so they loved the podcast. And, you know, the, like we had said before, we got a lot of backlash for that, but there are people that are thankful that we covered that case.
That's
so
good. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
That made me feel better. And,
yeah, and I thank you so much for that feedback. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, please give us any case suggestions, any feedback for us that you guys might have. We usually try to have somebody with us on Couch Cheeseman. I need to get the Emmy back over here.
Yeah.
That was so good. Oh, I'm so mad. I'm still mad about that.
I know. That was a good one.
That was so good.
Yeah. So we've kind of had a little bit of technical difficulties on our last couple Couch Cheesemas.
On our end.
On our end. Not anybody else's.
Not anybody else's. So, just ours. Yeah. And, so we've worked them out. Right? I think we have. Have we? I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Next Couch Cheeseman.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe, hopefully we'll have, like, a guest on the next one or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking about asking somebody, so we'll see. I was going to ask somebody to join us, and, I mean, you know, aside from the Emmy. Yeah, we'll have him back.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask him, I'm going to tell him.
Yes. Exactly. So, feel lucky. If you're asked,
you need to be here at this time on this date.
Yeah,
be here. Exactly. I don't care what you have to do. I don't care if you're being called out to whatever. Do your job.
Yes,
you have a job here with us.
No kids.
Yes, no kids.
Our studio is not kid friendly.
It is not kid friendly. Yeah, it's not. Except for Avery, she kind of has to be here sometimes.
Yeah. Next time we're just going to duct tape her. No. Mm-hmm. Put her in the closet.
Yeah, put her in the closet, duct tape her. We're kidding.
JK, we do not support child abuse or...
Yes, no. We are not child... I can't talk. I think I might be drunk.
Oh.
Child abuse. We are not child abuse supporters at all. Oh, I was going to tell you. I saw this thing that somebody had. I don't know who it was. Was it Evan? Somebody had posted something. It was like a flyer that they had found. Somebody had found a flyer in Denver, and it was something about we are human too. And I'll post it. It was mm-hmm. a flyer for pedophiles. Like we should be able to love who we love too, or something like that. And it's a guy, like it's a shadow of a man uh-huh. holding a little girl's hand. And there's like hearts, like the hearts are colored and they're in like on the back of their shirts, or like kind of like you can see their heart. And it's like a rainbow heart.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yes.
That is sick.
Yeah, I'll post it.
That is sick.
And I was like, what? Who would do that? Who would yes. post that? And why would you post that?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people who are like, oh, and then I posted another video.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. I saw that. That was really sick. Yeah, mm-hmm. the girl that she was ranting that she had basically murdered
her baby.
Yeah, sold her baby, was pimping her out. Yeah. And she was gonna, she wanted to sell her daughter into the
sex trafficking,
and she murdered her. Beat her to death.
She didn't murder her.
She did not.
No, she's I read up on it a little bit, and she is in foster care. But they could not confirm nor deny whether or not the baby had been abused sexually. Yeah.
That is not good.
The internet is running rampant right now. It is. With like crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is.
I'm like, who would do that and why?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, I made Honey watch the Lost Girls movie on Netflix.
Oh, I wanted to watch that.
He had no idea about the serial killer, and the Long Island serial killer. He had never heard about that.
Wow.
I was like, what? You're going to learn today.
Yeah. And you said you read the book, right?
I have the book.
Oh, you have
the book. I haven't read it completely, but I've read some of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I need to finish it. I don't know why lately I haven't been reading a lot. Oh, I started reading this other book. This guy, he, I don't know what exactly he was, in prison for, mm-hmm. but he was in prison for 2 years. And he got moved around a lot to different prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he did, he made, quote unquote, friends, you know,
mm-hmm.
in there. And so they told him, like, their stories and stuff. And so he made a book about it.
Wow.
And so there's all these short stories of all the prisoners that he met. And they would, you know, tell him, like, about what happened to them. And he made it into a short stories book. It's pretty good.
Wow. And that's the one that you're reading right now?
Yeah, that's the one I'm reading right now. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
I think it's, like, Cat-O-Nine Lives or Cat-O-Nine Lives or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But it's all based out in Europe.
Oh, mm-hmm. wow.
So it's pretty good.
That sounds pretty interesting.
It is good. Jack gave it to me, my coworker.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he always brings me care packages to work,
mm-hmm.
and so he's always giving me stuff. So him and his wife reads a lot too.
Okay.
And so she'll send books with him, and he leaves them on my desk for me to
read.
Oh,
how cool.
He's so sweet. He's actually on vacation right now. He's not gonna be back until like mid-November, so I won't get any care packages for mid-August.
Oh, so, shoot. Okay.
Yeah,
just in time for the holidays.
I know, just kidding. Like, I need more books. Well, it's like, no, you don't.
No, you don't. You have too many books. You need to burn them.
I love them. I love all my books.
She's like such a...
I'm such a book
hoarder. Book hoarder.
Yes, I'm a book hoarder. It's not hoarding if it's books. And they have a home on shelves.
It's your story. I'll let you tell it.
I wish I want to like build myself like a library in the house. Like,
no, then it's just going to give you more room to hoard more books. Oh my God. And they're just sitting there. She's already read them all. And they're just collecting dust. It's like, they're share like, the love, pass them on.
They're like my sell babies.
Sell them. Damn. Damn, Daryl.
Damn, Daryl.
Sell that shit and move on. Like, I'm not allowed to go to Crystal's house to get involved with her.
She's not allowed to get involved with my books. Anything else she could throw away, but you can't throw away my books. Please don't throw away my books.
please.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm so. Like, get rid of this. Get rid of this. You already read this two times. Duh. Oh my God.
So anyways, well, I guess that's it for our couch cheese. Yep. We don't really have a lot today.
Yeah.
Not a lot. We just like to take a break in between our cases that we our storytelling.
Exactly.
So, and then just to give like updates and stuff, mm-hmm. like again on like the Ghislaine Maxwell, everything that's going on with JE.
Yeah.
That's not done yet, and it's not going to be done for a while, don't think. Mm-hmm. I think Ghislaine has a lot of stuff to say about a lot of people.
I think she's going to give bits and, well, you know what? Honestly, this is what I think. I think she's going to plead to certain things, but she's not going to give the whole story.
The whole story, yeah.
And I'm sure she's already lawyered up. She's not an idiot. Oh, yeah. So.
They couldn't find, quote unquote, find her, but she was in New Hampshire the whole time.
Yeah.
How convenient. How did you not know that?
Yeah. So she was like in the States.
She was in the States this whole time. Ugh. And then I said the last time, didn't I tell you that that there was $20 million put into JE's account? Mm-hmm. I don't think JE's dead. I really don't.
I don't think so either.
I don't think he's dead at all. That's just my opinion. I didn't read that anywhere. Nobody said that. That's just my opinion.
Right.
Strictly my opinion. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, please follow us on all our social media accounts. I can't talk today.
Yep.
Facebook is The Miranda Writes Podcast. Mm-hmm. Instagram is at TheMirandaWrites_19.
Right.
And then Twitter is at @T_HE, MIRNDA, RGHTS.
Yes.
And then email us any case suggestions. Or if you want to give us tips or any kind of suggestions, we appreciate that as well.
Yeah.
If you're going to criticize, you have to pay $20 before you do that.
Yes.
I think we set a minimum of 25.
Oh, yeah, 25. What,
is that better? 25. Yeah.
Keep trying to give us negative comments. We'll up it to 50. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're not allowed to leave anything. We're going to keep upping it until you guys stop with the negative comments.
I'm yeah. And then since we're talking about that, I'm going to give the National Domestic Violence Hotline. That's 1-800-799-7233. Again, that's the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-7233. And then I'm going to look up the National Child Abuse Hotline and see, also give that.
And then do the National Sex Trafficking Hotline.
Okay.
Please.
Yes.
Por favor. Oh, and follow us or go to our website and subscribe to our website. It is themirandawritespodcast.com.
Mm-hmm. This is a child help hotline. It is 1-800-4, A as in apple, and child, CHILD. So the National Child Help Hotline is 1-800-422-4453. Again, that's Child Help Hotline, 1-800-422-4453. And there was another one that you wanted?
The Sex Trafficking Hotline.
Okay. And the Sex Trafficking Hotline is 1-888-373-7888. And again, that is the Sex Trafficking Hotline. It's called National Human Trafficking Hotline. 1-888-373-7888. And then if you would like to do a moment of silence right now for any and all victims surviving and in death.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Starting now. Okay.
Yep. Sounds good. All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thanks, have a nice guys. Weekend. Bye.
All right. Bye. Okay, thanks. Bye.